AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. New House Speaker Paul Ryan is talking about the presidential election. In his first news conference as Speaker, he said the president is untrustworthy on the immigration issue and is trying to write laws by himself. He also said the president is taking the country down the wrong path.
We think the president has been leading it in the wrong direction. We think a Hillary Clinton presidency will continue leading the country in the wrong direction.
Speaker Ryan says he wants to make sure that Congress does its job. President Obama is denying that he's breaking a promise by sending special ops troops to Syria. Our Mark Smith is at the White House.
In a speech to the nation, Obama declared, "I will not put American boots on the ground in Syria." Now several dozen U.S. commandos are being deployed, but the president says they'll only train and advise.
We are not putting U.S. troops on the front lines fighting firefights with ISIL.
So no broken promise. In an interview with NBC Nightly News, Obama noted America's already sending special operations troops on raids in Syria and Iraq, so he says the deployment's an extension of existing policy. Many in his own party disagree and say Congress should vote on whether to allow it. Mark Smith at the White House.
Investigators are beginning work on the black boxes from the Russian passenger plane that crashed on Saturday in the Sinai Peninsula. Everybody on board that plane was killed, 224 people. Experts say the black boxes may well tell us what brought down the plane. Police say a mentally disabled Italian man who'd been missing since finishing Sunday's New York City Marathon has been found. An off-duty officer found Gianclaudio Marengo on a subway train in Midtown Manhattan this morning, still wearing his racing clothes. They say he appears to be in pretty good shape. He'd been staying at a hotel in Queens for the race. This is AP Radio News. General Motors, Ford, Fiat Chrysler, and Nissan each reported double-digit sales gains last month. It may turn out to be the best October in 14 years for the auto industry. These numbers are coming out just this morning. AP correspondent Tom Krischer on why Americans are buying all these new vehicles.
Interest rates are low. There are a bunch of new models coming out. People have old cars, and their confidence in the economy is growing a little bit. Plus, gas prices are down low, and that puts extra money in people's pockets that they can spend on cars.
AP correspondent Tom Krischer, our auto expert there. Meanwhile, reporters in Japan have been given a half-hour test ride in a Nissan prototype self-driving vehicle today. This was on a pre-programmed course on Tokyo roads. The car stopped at traffic lights. It made turns by itself, changed lanes, and crossed a bridge across a bay. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.